about today's church. Pastor Dan's been on a series called Today's Church. He's been talking about how we're the body of Christ. He's been talking about the house of God. How many of you have been enjoying the series, learning a lot, getting fed? Amen. It's been a good series. So I'm going to do part three. Today's church is the family of God. How many of you come from a good family? I actually would like to see the hands. A good, healthy family. Healthy, oh no. How many of you come from probably a non-healthy family? Okay. It's fair to say, right? Where do we live? The Inland Empire? So, it's okay. It's who we are, but you know what? It doesn't define us. Your family and where you've come from does not define who you are. Let me tell you what defines who you are. He does. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He made you. He created you. He knew your inner being. He knows what's inside of you. He knows what needs to come out of you. He loves every piece and part of you. You may be saying to yourself, oh, well, I just don't like this about myself. I don't like this about my personality. I don't like how I've screwed up my past. Maybe I don't like the decisions that have been made in my life. But God says, listen, I don't care where you've been, what you've done, who you are, where you're going, because I have the plan, purpose, and destiny for you. And if you are my children, I know what I've laid out for you. And there's nothing in your lives that is shocking him. There's nothing in your life that's too big for God. There's nothing that you have done that he's going, oh, no. You know what he's saying? He's saying blood is thicker than water, and you are of my blood. I died on that cross for you, for your sins, for your sickness, for your disease, for your life. So tonight, guys, we are the family of God, and we're going to learn about what it means to be the family of God. Ephesians 3:15 says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, we look at this earth and we think, I don't know, I think about it as screwed up, right? I think there's a lot of lost people. There's a lot of people seeking the wrong things, doing the wrong way, in the wrong direction, and it's screaming at us. How many of you feel like it's in your face constantly every day? You flip on the TV, it's on the news. You flip on the TV, it's on a commercial. Whatever the case may be, you're faced with pornography every day. You're faced with foul language every day. You're faced with the thoughts and the ideals of this world every day. But that's why, young people, let me speak to you out of experience. I began to listen to those thoughts and those ideals and those ways, and I lost my identity in Christ. Because at one time, at the age of like 14, I loved God with all of my heart. I mean, I was on a roll serving him, seeking him, and I knew I was a daughter of God. I knew who I was. But then all those things of the world began to scream at me and pull me in and draw me in. And I began to slowly lose pieces of who I was. Slowly lose pieces of who Christ had made me to be. I lost a piece of feeling like I was part of his family. I then began to feel like I was too screwed up to kind of go to God. How many of you have been in that position? You don't have to raise your hand. But you have. You've just said, you know, I've just messed up too much. I've done too much. There's just too much behind me. There's too much. Too much is too big. I've just messed up. And God says, no, 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 you haven't messed up. I am the one who made you and created you. We are a part of God's family. If you are a Christian, you've asked Christ to come into your heart and be the Lord and Savior of your life. You are on a journey of finding out who you are, a journey of knowing who Christ is in you, and that no matter what you do, he loves you. No matter who you are, he's created you and knows who you're really supposed to be. So let's tap into that tonight. In Hebrews 2:11, in the contemporary English version, it may be different than your Bible, so it'll be up on the screens. It says, Jesus and the people he makes holy all belong to the same family. Isn't that awesome? Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins, the one that like redeemed the whole world, died for you and me to be a family. That just right there gets me going. Now, that is why he isn't ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be Jesus' sister. How about Jesus' brother and sister? I know me and my brother were close. Way too close sometimes. Sometimes he does things like toots on me and stuff, and I'm just thinking, gosh, come on! But you know, this is what brothers and sisters do, right? They're like way too comfortable around each other. Come on, how many of you have brothers and sisters, especially the boys in here? Okay. Well, he calls called you brother and sister. That means he's comfortable with you. That means you're safe with him. That means that there's a realm and an arena in his world that you so are part of. Because I don't just let anyone in my world. How about you? No. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe there's things that have happened to you. Maybe there's just, you're kind of like, keep your space. I'll keep my space. We'll do our worlds differently and I'm cool. And if you're my friend, you can come in. And if you're family, you're in. Well, guess what? God says you're all in. You're all my brothers and sisters. I died on that cross for you. He even said to God, check this out. He's having a conversation with God. I will tell them your name and I will sing praises when they come together to worship. He will sing with us to God. He's putting himself on our level. He's sitting with us tonight, guys. He's living with us in our innermost being. He knows who you are, but yet he sat here tonight and he sang those songs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords through you. Isn't that awesome? You guys are the vessels, the temple of the Holy Spirit. He also said, I will trust God. And then he said, here I am with the children that God has given me. I don't know about you, but God has given me kids. How many of you do have kids in this room? Amen. They're awesome. And if you're not in that season yet, don't worry about it. It will come. But, and if you're not married, don't even think about it. Okay. So, but I know that when I had children, it just became like my whole entire world changed. It was no longer about me. Everything was about me before, and all of a sudden, it was so not about me, okay? And I was totally okay with that. That was like a really good thing. I would wake up in the morning and gawk over the baby. I would sleep at night and gawk over the baby, wake up and look at the baby. Oh, she's so gorgeous. I still live in this dreamy, perfect world, which Micah is dreamy, and Chloe's perfect, so it's dreamy and perfect. And if I feel this way about my kids, how does God feel about us? If you're so passionately in love with the children that God only put on loan to me for this period and this season of life, they're his. I know they're not truly mine. I know they're his. He just trusts me with them. Guess what? How much more does he love you? How much more do you think that he just stares at you at night when you're sleeping? And he just says, Guy, she's just so beautiful. Guy, he's just such a man of God. Look at who he is. Look at who I've created him to be. I'm proud of that decision he made today. I'm proud of what he's doing. I'm proud of where he's going. I know the decisions that he's going to make in the future. And look at what a man of God. What a woman of God. She's taken a stand for righteousness. Yes, she's done those things in the past, but guess what? No more. Isn't she amazing? And guys, I believe he gawks over us. I believe he stares at us and he looks into our innermost being. You know how God sees us? Our heart. It's about the heart. So many times you guys think you can come to church and bring your Bible and say the right things and put the right smile on your face. But when it all comes down to it, it's about the heart. What do you do in your quiet moments with the Lord? What do you do when no one's around? Do you choose that time to go spend with God? Or do you choose that time to maybe throw on a show on the TV or call a friend or hop on Facebook or the internet or whatever it is you guys do? What is it that you do on your own time? Are you at the point in your life where you can say, you know what? I actually just want to go spend time with God. If you are, congratulations. If you're not, don't feel bad. But begin as a child of God to start stirring yourself up, to start making different decisions, to start maybe putting that in your daily routine. And I watch, I promise you, the promises of heaven will fall upon you. Doors will open that no doors ever opened before. Doors will be closed that need to be closed because you are a family of God. You are a child of God. What does it mean for you to be a part of God's family? How many people think they know the answer to this? You guys want to know? Okay. Point number one. Know what has been done for you. You have been bought. You have been brought into this family and bought with a price. In John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world, say it with me, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. See, God gave his son for you, for your life, so you could also become his children and adopt you into his family. Isn't that amazing? Hebrews 2:14-15 in the Message. Since the children are made of flesh and blood. It is logical that the Savior took on flesh and blood in order to rescue them by his death. By embracing death and taking it into himself, he destroyed the devil's hold on death and freed all who were cowered through life, scared to death of death. Guys, right there is saying he came for us. That if you're scared to die, you don't need to be scared to die because he paid a price for you. You're on your way to heaven. You're his kid. You have a blessing and an anointing following you. But listen here. He paid the price. He died on that cross. Pierced hands, pierced feet, bruised, ripped open for you. That's what's been done for you. As his kids, we need to know that. John Smith is a pastor and he said, "You are not a son or a daughter by worth, but by birth, because he knew you before you came into this world, and he knows the plans that he has for you." Point number two, you need to recognize your position. Let me explain this to you. I am a pastor's daughter, right? And if I went somewhere that I shouldn't go, and you guys were clubbing it up, and I walked in, and I said, "I'm just here, just to hang out, to do my thing. I'm not going to drink, I'm not hanging out." But because I'm a pastor's daughter, would you guys be like, "What is she doing here? Oh my gosh." Would that cause other people to stumble? Yes, it would. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I know who I am. I know what I carry. I carry the Holy Spirit. I carry the Word of God. Holiness is not just to do the right thing. It is a position. When you are a child of God, you put on the child of God. You guys need to watch what you're doing in your life. Because guess what? Someone else is watching you. Not just me, you. Because when you say out of your mouth, "I'm a Christian," what happens? Their radar goes on and they are waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for you to do the wrong thing. They're looking for you to mess up. You know why? Because then they're justified in their sin. And God says, "No, that is not okay. Recognize your position and know who you are as my kid. Because this is serious. When you ask me to come into your life, I inhabit you. And when you carry me, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit." So guys, I might be tough right now, but I want you to understand, recognize who you are. You are a daughter of God and you are a man of God. You are children of the Most High. You are not just anyone. You might be born into a messed up, unhealthy family, yes. But guess what? You are now born into a new family with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who died on the cross for you. You no longer live this life. This is not a mediocre life to live. If you've been living lazy, if you've been living like que sera sera, change. Because you are just not anyone. You have a purpose and a plan and a destiny, and recognize your position. Because God needs every single one of us, not just me and Pastor Dan, working hard all the time. Not just Elisa back there running Thrive and doing everything she can do for this ministry. We need you. We need you to use your hands. We need you to use your feet. The talents God has given you, they are for his kingdom. You know why? Because you're his kids. When you go home, do you feel free enough to open up the refrigerator at your parents' house and get any food you want? I do. Shoot, I eat whatever I want when I go home. I remember when we were broke, we would be like, "Let's go to mom and dad's house because we haven't got any money." And we would always eat at my parents' house. But you know, that was a safe place. That's what we do, right, as kids? We have that right. Well, guess right. Guess what? You are in the, this is your house. If this is your church, this is your house. You have the right to be blessed in this house. You have the right to serve in this house. You have the right to be part of a family. Guess what? Look around. I want you to see the people next to you. This is your brothers and sisters. This is your new family. You may not know them, but get to know them. Because this is who God has called you to do life with. You are a child of God. In John 1, 12 through 13, it says, "Some people accepted him and put their faith in him. So he gave them the right to be children of God." I love that. We have the right to be children of God. We have the right. Has anyone ever made you mad and you're like, "How dare they? They do not have the right to do that." Have you ever felt that way? How dare they? They do not. That is not their place. Well, guess what? God is so not saying that about you. He's saying you have the right to be my kids. That means you can come to the throne when there's a need. That means that you don't just secretly, quietly walk up to the throne. No, you boldly go to the throne and you say, God, this is what's happening. I'm your child, and this is what your word says. Your word says I'm healed by the stripes on the cross, and he will have to answer you. God's word is not just to be said. It's not just for other people. It's for you. So you as his kids, recognize your position. Use it. Put it to practice. Because I'm sick of Christians saying that they're Christians and they don't look any different than the world. It's sickening to me, and I can't even imagine what it does to the Father. So rise up, young people. Be who you're supposed to be. Recognize who you're supposed to be. Recognize the call of God on your life. You have an inheritance. Do you even know what an inheritance is? When someone dies, they give you maybe tons of money, or you get a house, or whatever the case may be. When you became a child of God, you were able to tap into everything, all the promises and all the blessings of God. You know your problem? Your mind. You, get out of the way. Because you are now a child of God. So what gives you the right to be in doubt over your finances? To be in doubt over your healing? To be in doubt over those promises that God has given us and said yay and amen. And so many times we sit in church and say, amen, pastor, oh, I wish so-and-so was here. Guess what? He's talking to your butt. And he's saying, oh, you're the child of God that's complaining all the time, but then yet you're not even using the inheritance I've given you. Because when you said that I am in your heart, you automatically entered my kingdom. And you came under my law, and you came under my principles, and you came under my blessing, and those things are in your hand. Get yourself out of the way and get in faith. Recognize your position. And number three, walk worthy of the family name. When you're a child of God, guess what? We don't need to walk around like this. Hey, what's up? How you doing? It's good to see you. How you doing, Pastor Dan? It's great. I swear, Christians are the most negative people I've ever met. It's sickening. Knock it off. If you know you're negative, go home and start getting it out of you. Pray it out of you. Get rid of it. Because we are worthy to be carrying his name. Guys, you're sitting in this room for a reason. And why is that? Because you're a child of God. Maybe you don't know who he is. Maybe you're sitting here going, I wish I was a child of God. I don't know what... Somebody brought me tonight, and I don't know what the heck she's talking about. Well, guess what? You will get a chance in a second to be a child of God. But you know what? Walk worthy of the name. 1 John 3:9 in the Message says, people conceived and brought into life by God doesn't make a practice of sin. How can they? God's seed is deep within them, making them who they are. It is not in their nature of God begotten to practice and parade sin. Here's how you tell the difference between God's children and the devil's children. The one who won't practice righteous ways isn't from God, nor is the one who won't love their brother or sister a simple test. Do you guys practice righteousness? When someone calls you and says, hey man, you want to go out for that drink tonight? In a bar? In a club? You say, oh, okay, sure. Doing anything wrong. I'm of age. Yeah, but wait a second. Doesn't the word of God say, let there be no appearance of evil? Do not cause your brother to stumble. Oh, wait. You're responsible. Watch what you're doing. Because you need to walk worthy of the family that you have their name. You are carrying the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you're sinning, but I'm saying this. If you love God and he's so deep rooted inside of you, your decisions need to be different. They need to be God decisions. They need to be something inside of you says, I don't think so. I'm just not going to watch that show tonight. You know, I used to watch this show. I used to watch this show. I know this is stupid. We used to watch CSI, right? Now, I'm not trying to convict any of you. If you are all good on this, that's fine. But I would be home alone a lot at night. And we would watch CSI. I loved the crime scene shows, like all of them. And it was just like something I loved. Well, Dan was gone, and all of a sudden, I was hearing everything. I mean, every creak, I was like, in Jesus' name, I rebuke anything that's trying to come. You know, I mean, I was like a little hyper, okay? And so I was in fear all the time. It was like gripping me. And then I'd be like, did you lock the doors? Did you lock the doors? And then Dan was just like, gosh, what is your issue? You know, like, you really need to pray this out. And I did. I went to prayer and I said, Lord, what is going on? What's going on in my heart? And he said, listen, what are you putting in? That's what's coming out. Fear. All those things, you're replaying them in your mind as if that would happen to you and your family. Don't put that in your mind. Don't think upon those things. Guys, walk worthy of who we are. I stopped watching them. I am so much better. Okay? But let me tell you, the enemy will bring those things back. He will still try and put fear in your lives. He will always bring back those things that were your weakness before. But walk worthy of who you are. That means you can conquer it. That means the Word of God says that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Okay? Get scripture into you so that when those things come back, whatever your issue may be, because mine is different than yours and yours is different than yours, you get the Word in you because what you put in comes out. And I love the Word of God. It says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Walk worthy of who you are. What's coming out of your mouth? Are you cussers? Are you using the Christian cuss word? You know what it is? The S word. It's funny. I actually talked to some of you, and like words just fly out. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, they did not even notice. They just cussed to me. I'm a pastor, and they just cussed like right at me in our conversation. And my heart breaks because I'm like, their mind isn't renewed. They're not walking worthy of who they are. This is not something they're even trying to fix. Fix it, guys. It's okay. No condemnation, but listen. Fix it. Recognize it. Lay it out on the table and say, all right, enough's enough. I'm changing these things in my life because I am a called child of God. God has a plan for me. Number one, what does it mean for you to be part of God's family? Know what has been done for you. He died on that cross for you. Number two, recognize your position as his children. And number three, walk worthy of his name. Now listen, I want you guys to get around in your groups. I want you to turn your tables around and talk to each other about a couple things. And there's two questions, and I want you to go around. I want you to ask these questions to each other. Do you have enough time? I don't know either. So we're going to do it anyways. I tried to race through this as fast as I could. Okay, so number one, it's called knowing that you are part of this royal family. How does this change your life and your future? When you begin to think of yourself as royalty, because you're a child of God and he's a king, right? That means you're a prince or a princess. Oh my gosh, go back to being a child because we used to dream like this. And you are. So if you're still there, you go. I love that. But go back, and now that you are part of this royal family, how does that change your life? If you start thinking like you're a king's kid, then how does that change your life and how does that change your future? I want you guys to talk about it. And then question number two, how are you going to change in recognizing that you are a child of God? And those will be up on the screen, so go ahead and talk.